Hello, guys, and welcome to the latest edition of the Black Spin Global podcast. I'm Eugene.
And I am Lucy.
Very subdued introduction, Lucy. How are you feeling?
I feel great. I feel amazing. I feel tired. I feel a lot of emotions. I went to my friend. Actually, I went to Nyasha's. Quick stop.
F1. Oh, shouts out. Yeah.
Shout out to, by the way, guys, if you are a Formula One fan, check out Quick Stop F1, two black hosts talking about F1. But yeah, so he had like a little gathering, bought a tequila bowl with me, and had a lot of tequila in my system. So
a lot of tequila in the system right now.
Trying to, you know,
get it together. No, cool. Yeah, no. It's been a long week, which we'll talk about, but no, I'm good. Looking forward to Wimbledon. So yeah, we'll talk a bit about that as well, obviously, during this pod. But yeah, no complaints my end, just quite tired. But as usual, like that's always the case. Like I'm always tired.
And we had a tiring week, to be honest.
Exactly. It's been a long week. I mean, where to start, really? There's only one place. where were we? Someone was there literally for what, 4 days? In total?
In total, 4 days. Yes, total, 4 days.
We're talking about Eastbourne, which was, yeah, just an incredible experience for us, like being there literally for the whole week with our like media accreditation, because we are media now.
We're media now.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I think it's only right we kind of start there. Like, what was your experience in terms of, because you were there for, was it Saturday qualifying?
Yeah, I was a Saturday qualifying.
So, yeah, like just talk about your experience and like what it was like for you.
First of all, I did not think Saturday would be busy. There was actually quite a few people, and there was a lot more like families. So there was a lot like more like kids and families and whatnot. It was interesting. I feel like Saturday you don't get a real bit. So when I went on Saturday, it was like kind of like calm and everything, but it was helpful to get an idea of what things are like. Okay. So I feel like if, for example, next year, if there's like a tournament where we get it and it's not Eastbourne, for instance, like let's say at Birmingham, I'll go on a Saturday to have a feeling where it's like at Birmingham as well.
Yeah.
So it is, so that was great. But when it started like Monday, it was like, okay, now I'm seeing the real shit, like being at the media center, seeing all the journalists, seeing how everything is, seeing, you know, just the atmosphere is just different.
Yeah.
But the number one thing that I took away from this is these journalists are working their asses off. Like I was like, and the thing is, I feel like I was only doing, obviously, because we're not huge, like The Guardian or Telegraph or whatnot. So obviously they need to like keep all that updating and actually write the articles and whatnot. Exactly. And I'm just like, they moving up and down. Sometimes they're not even eating. There was times where I was just like not eating. I was just like, this is actually a lot. So shout out to you journalists, man. I'm not going to lie. Being there has 100% allowed me to give you guys a lot more respect, even though I might not agree with some of the things that you said.
I was going to say, you journalists, you mean you're media now as well, which we'll get on to later on. So, but no, that's a really like, I completely agree with you, because yeah, like that was kind of my experience at Queen's as well, like the week before, like, and I kind of said it to Tamani, like kind of being there and seeing it firsthand, it's different, because we don't see that in terms of like the kind of behind the scenes look. We just see the finished article literally. So it's mad, like to know that they're literally there for the event, but yet they're writing about various different things. It's not just
so many
specifically about that event.
And so many different players as well. That's the thing.
Exactly. So it's a lot. But no, like just incredible. And like, obviously for us now, personally speaking, like, yeah, this is kind of like the first time we've been at an event like for the whole week. And literally, yeah, we're literally part of like the press pack. So it's like, get used to it, basically, Lucy. That's all I'm going to say.
I need some time to process it, but I'm getting there.
Because, I mean, we got confirmation about Eastbourne like weeks ago, but then it was literally the week before Serena Williams announced that she will be playing doubles, and like that just completely changed everything. Like, so what was like, yeah, kind of talk about that experience and like what that was like.
So with Eastbourne, first of all, it was funny. The way we found out is because she tagged on. I love the way she announced it.
Yeah.
It just, like when Serena, no, it was, it, to me, it was just so sick because it was like, look at her power. Like people had to, you know, everyone, I like the fact that she did it in her own time. She did it with an Instagram post and tagged Wimbledon, tagged Eastbourne. And that's how we found out. We were like, wait, so she's playing Eastbourne.
Yeah.
So that definitely made me even like more excited. But like being there, and so wait, no. So first of all, we thought she was going to get there on Monday, but she didn't because we didn't see any of her practice thing. There was one day she was supposed to come. Everyone was like ready to like go to see her practice. And then literally out of time, they were like, sorry guys, Serena's not coming.
And I'm no, like, because she was in Eastbourne, I think on the Sunday, because she practiced off-site with Francis. Mm-hmm.
That's it. But we need to keep in mind, London and Eastbourne is not that far.
Yeah, well, south coast.
Yeah, it's not that far. So I don't, like, she probably, I don't know. We don't know why she didn't come, but some people were not happy in that media center, just saying. But the next day, then everyone was like wondering because when we got the practice schedule, her name was not on there. It was just Jabir. But I was telling people, I think she's going to come with a Jabir when she's just not saying it. And then that's when we got a message on a group chat, like, Serena practice, you guys come together and all. And what I love the most that day is that you were there, because you came Tuesday, you didn't come Monday. So I love the fact that the day that she came and all that happened, you were there. And it was so funny. I was watching someone. I don't want to make it seem like I didn't care about other place. I'm not going to say who, but I was watching someone, and then Tumaini like literally came up and he was like, Serena's here. The way I flew out of my chair, guys, I flew out. I was like, poof. I was like, yep, that is it. Like, what? So literally went to like the media center, they can take us there and stuff. And we got closer to like the practice court and she was warming up. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And it's crazy. Obviously it's not the first time I saw her. So, but it's crazy how I still had that feeling. But I think it's also because we waited for so long for her to come. Yeah. It's been a while and everything. But to me, it was more of like a hitting moment where, obviously photographers had to be much closer to take pictures and stuff rather than be like with like the fans and everything. Yeah. When the photographers went in and they were like, yeah, journalists can go, and we had to show our pass, I was like, I can't believe it. Literally, like this is the life that I'm living. Man. To, you know. Oh. And then literally I was in the row where like the photographers are. This is when being short is so great, because my height couldn't block them. So I could still be at the front with the photographers, and I was just there just snapping away. But although I was making those videos, in my head I just felt like so grateful and just so happy. I was like, I can't believe, like, I'm literally in the same presence as this legend. Do you get what I mean? I'm watching her practicing, and you know, even Jabir, like being there, she was literally good vibes, you know. Saw Jamir, saw Eric, you know, I saw like the entire team. It was nice, you know, seeing that practice and stuff. I was there through the whole time too, like she left, so I was just watching. I was just like, yeah. And then obviously, yeah, that alone was just great, honestly. But that moment made me realize that I'm very grateful to like be able to like, you know, actually just be just next to her.
Ooh, no, it was incredible. And like, yeah, shouts out to you as well, because you created like some really good content in terms of the pictures you took and the videos, and like,
thank you.
Yeah, the incredible reel, like just all fantastic. So big thank you. And like, yeah,
I made that reel like in minutes.
it was mad. So no, it was big. But yeah, that Tuesday was, yeah, just so special, because obviously that was the first day like she was on site. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, just the kind of rush, the media rush, and like just everything, the excitement, like just incredible. And for me personally as well, when I was younger, I did meet her, but I was a teenager.
Yeah,
so
this
is the first time, like, in terms of since then, that I've seen her, like, in person. Mm. Yeah, I had the same feeling. I was like, I froze for a few seconds. So I was like, flipping, this is actually Serena Williams. Like, she had, like, an aura, like, about her, like, because she's literally a living legend, like, in this sport. So, like, I completely get where you're coming from, and, like, I had the same feelings. And I think a lot of the journalists as well, like, that is, yeah, she creates, or because of her kind of standing in the game, like, yeah, there's always going to be that kind of excitement around her.
100%.
So she's in the same category as, like, your Federers, Rafa Nadal, like, Novak Djokovic, like, but to be fair, I'd say she's a level above them. Like,
oh, yeah, 100%.
She has more Grand Slams. But no, like, yeah, just so blessed, man, honestly. And, like, obviously, we saw her matches, or you saw both of her matches, because you were there, obviously, on the Wednesday as well. But that Tuesday, and we will come on to talk about other things, guys, but yeah, that Tuesday, obviously, we got to watch her match, like, from her player's box, which is, again, just insane. So a massive, massive shout out to Jameer Jenkins. Yeah, he came through big time. And, like, obviously, as you guys know, like, we spoke to Jameer and Jermaine last year, like, closed out the year with that wicked interview we did with them. And again, this was the first time Lucy and I had met Jameer in person. Like, just such a good
guy. That was actually the second time I've ever seen him.
Oh, of course, yeah, for you. Yeah,
I always forget to tell him this story, but if I see him in Wimbledon, I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna be like, "Do you know I walked past you?"
No, you did tell him.
Did I tell him?
You told him. Yeah, you told him.
No, I think I forgot. I told him at the interview.
No, you told him on. Don't forget, we did a two part. So we did.
Yes, I did tell him. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, so that's why it was funny, because it was like, the last time I saw you, I was scared to say hi to you. Now I've interviewed you. Now I've literally. You've given me access to, like, Serena's, like, player's box. Incredible. I also said that I'm going to get you Pims. Like, literally, like...
What a level. Like, it's mad. Yeah. It's so crazy.
I actually saw him before. I saw him on Monday on Tiafoe's match, course, remember? Yeah. And that was more of, like, a hit-in moment, because I walked in and it was special because he recognized me first. I didn't say anything. I didn't think he would recognize me. But he recognized me first, and then instantly he was like, "Oh, is Eugene here?" And I was like, "No, he's coming tomorrow." And having that, I was just like, "This is so crazy." And then I didn't even realize Eric was sitting next to me as well. It was way after. I was like, "Wait, shit, this is Eric." And it's the same thing when we were in Serena's player's box. I didn't realize till 10 minutes after I was sitting right next to her husband. I was just like, the thing is, I thought he was all the way at the end, because at the end I could see some guy with glasses and whatnot. Okay. A little bit more dressed up, so I just assumed it were here. My guy was, like, in a tracksuit,
just hella cash. Like,
casual.
Just
one moment, I was like,
"Hang on a minute,
wait." And then I looked, I was like, "Eugene, that is Alexis right there." And the thing is, I could peep him so many times. He was going like that. He was going like that, and I just refused to make eye contact with him, because I was
on earth for these two randoms. But obviously, they would have been aware. I think Jill would have known. Like,
yeah, no. Yeah, 100%. Obviously, so either he told them before or he told them after. Yeah. Actually, no, she knew, because remember he said that he had to ask Jill
exactly. Spare tickets.
So I'm guessing they knew, but it's just that I didn't know how to act. I didn't know if I didn't want to sound like a crazy, you know,
like fangirl.
Yeah, exactly. When it's really truly, I am a fangirl. Of course. You know, so it was weird, but. Yeah, but it was it was fine. It was great. We saw Isha as well, which was amazing.
Yeah. No, it's very, very nice. Yeah. Like, to be literally that close. It just felt like an honor and, like, a blessing. Like, so again, thank you, Jameer, man. And, like, obviously we posted about that as well. But yeah, man, for me, I'm still, like, buzzing, like, off the back 100%. Off the back of it.
100%. Like, that Tuesday was crazy.
I don't think I'm gonna come off this high for a while.
Listen, hey, I told people, I was like, "Listen, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm gonna make that everything that happened that Tuesday, I'm making it my personality. I'm gonna fight every burn on my body to not make my personality."
Let's get to the match, and then after what happened after the match. So the match on that Tuesday was against Sara Cerebez Tormo and Mary Bushkova. And it was a three-set victory for Jabeur and Serena. Really good match, like in terms of like just the intensity and like the competitiveness as well. And obviously that's Serena's first match since Wimbledon last year. So we weren't really sure what we were going to get in terms of like just her level and like where she was going to be. But I thought she was quite impressive. And if anything, I think a lot of people going into the match thought, oh, like it's going to be Jabeur doing most of the work. It turned out to be Serena, like kind of carrying Jabeur. Like,
and do you know what? I'm going to say I was one of those people as well, mainly because during practice, Jabeur looked fine.
Yeah.
And Serena was more, but I feel like Serena probably, I really feel like she just went for like the pictures. Like she didn't really, like, she just felt like, oh, okay, I had to go. Let's just go. And people can stop talking and complaining and whatnot.
I'm on site. Yeah.
I'm on site. I'm here. Hi guys. Hello. But during the match, it was a whole different thing. But I think with Jabeur, I really feel like she was just nervous.
Oh, and she admitted it. Like, I think she did say, like, she was quite nervous. Like,
she's going into it. So I think, like, and I feel like anyone else, because I don't think anyone expected this. So it was just like, that's why I wasn't, you know, giving her any anything. I was just happy to see Serena doing her thing, to be honest.
And then we weren't sure, like, if they were going to do press, because you have to basically, as journalists, you have to request to speak to players like after a match, win or lose. Like if you want to speak to them, win or lose, you have to say. So obviously, a lot of people put in a request for Serena and Ons Jabeur to come in and do press, and they did, but literally immediately after. So we had to literally run from the match to the press.
That was actually so funny.
And somebody asked Serena a question. Like, it was incredible because, yeah, like, we're in like a theater, basically. That's what it's like. It's like a theater room. And like, there's a moderator that kind of like, yeah, directs kind of, who's going to be asking what question. So there's a mic that's passed around and stuff. So you have to put your hand up. I'm literally sat next to Lucy and Tamani. Lucy's in the middle. And I see Lucy like put her hand up. I was like, huh?
Oh, wait, even see it coming and me putting my hands up.
And to be honest, you know what I thought as well? I thought, you're putting your hand up because you want to give the mic to Tamani, because Tamani put his hand up to ask the question.
Because he was right next to me. Exactly. Oh, that is so interesting. So I thought, okay,
maybe she's just going to pass the mic to Tamani then. So I get the mic now, pass it to Lucy, and like, she's holding on to it. I was like, huh? So then I was like, she's actually going to go and ask a question. I took the phone out. And yeah, that's the shot I got. And I'm just so proud of you.
Lucy, when I thought you I actually asked a question.
I didn't. I swear to God, exactly. So yeah, like I'm so proud that you actually did, because the question you asked was brilliant, because it involved Ons, and like all of the questions before that was just Serena. Like, and I really did start to feel sorry for Ons Jabeur, because I was like, hang on a minute, like, they played a doubles match here, and I know it's Serena Williams, but still, like, involve her partner.
Involve her,
And your question literally did that. So, again, big, big props to you. Like,
thank you.
And how did that feel?
Do you know what? The thing is that, first of all, that question was actually in my head. So it was like a sincere question, like, even for me, to be honest. It wasn't just like, do you get what I mean? So that question was already in my head. But going in, I did not like, we don't know how it is our first time. So I didn't really know. I was just like, oh, okay. So I just sat down and I thought she'll even come like in 20 minutes or whatnot.
Straight away.
And the thing is, I don't know, we're here chatting, blah, 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 and next thing you know, I just saw her just come in her presence. And this time it was even closer than when she was practicing, and her presence, I was just like, oh my God. And I know she knew that I was fangirling. Wow. And I know she, because I could not, like, my face was just like, I was trying to act professional. I was like, Lucy, calm down. I was trying my best not to smile. But to me is when the microphone was going around, I literally said to myself, Lucy, if you don't do this, you might regret this. I already had regrets not even talking to her husband in the box. I was like, I can't have two or three more regrets. Do you get what I mean? So initially I wasn't going to. It was just going around. I was like, fuck it, let me just put on my hands. And I was like, even if they miss me, let me just put on my hand. And it just like I was just flowing like naturally, but in my head I was like, oh, like as I was talking, I was like, oh my God, Serena Williams, I fucking love you. That was literally what was running my mind when I was literally saying it. And it's weird. I feel like she was looking at me in two different ways of like, one, who are you? Because obviously it's familiar faces most of the time.
Yeah.
It's like, who are you? But I think it was also the fact that, you know, okay, young black woman.
I see you, black okay, girl. Cool. I see you, fellow black queen.
And what I love the most is that our row was the all black. So
I know, yeah.
She's probably like, okay, this is nice. We were literally
bang in the middle as well.
Bang in the middle. We were like, yeah, we are here. We're here, baby. So it was not, and even after I asked a question, like she was even like, kind of looking at me a little bit or whatnot. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, I love you so much. But yeah.
No,
but
you
it was amazing. Honestly, I still can't, like, I feel like I can't believe it because you know when people are like, oh my gosh, this would have been my dream or my bucket. It never has because I never thought it would happen. Aww. I never thought I would even be this close to Serena. I always thought the closest I'll be is me watching her play. It was honestly, I don't think, and I literally said, I was like, nothing's topping this day, guys. I'm really sorry.
I mean, there'll be more occasions.
Oh, amen. So,
do you get me? But no, man, just, yeah, incredible. And to be honest, we can do a whole episode, like, just on that day and, like, just kind of
honestly speaking,
it meant to us. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think we
should. But before we move forward, that moment, I do want to say, has made me super grateful. Like for you to like include me into this because guys, what you don't know, Eugene is the one who's a founder who started this and he came, knocked on my door and said, jump on this. And I said, no, but here we are again. I don't know what you saw in me initially, but I am very grateful. I'm very happy. But what I love the most is that this has given us the boost. So guys, just know that we are going bigger and better. Like this week was definitely 100%. Like a, okay, we're that shit.
100%. So no, well said. And yeah, man, like listen, it's an honor and like pleasure to do this with you. So thank you.
No, man. Squad.
just quickly on Serena. That's the official team name. On
Serena,
it?
Yeah.
Which is cute. I did like that. So they got to the semi-finals. So I forgot the pair they played in the quarterfinal, but they won that in straight sets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, unfortunately, they had to put out in the semifinals because Ons Jabeur had a knee injury, I think.
Neck injury. No.
I think it was
knee. Sorry, yeah. I'm mistaken it with Halep for the neck injury. So, oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm saying Serena would have. I think she would have been okay with the fact that she just played two matches because, yeah, she's kind of just playing her way back in.
And I think Ons as well, because remember, she came from Berlin, she won that.
Exactly, winner.
Even though it was like Benchik who had to pull out, but she still, you know, worked her way to the final.
So I think overall, like it was a successful trip for the two of them, really.
Mm-hmm.
And also like the kind of buzz, you know, that it all created, like for us, brilliant. So, mm-hmm. and not just for us tennis fans, tennis in general, like Serena's 100%. Back. So just fantastic, and obviously we look forward to seeing her at Wimbledon, which we will talk about mm-hmm. in a bit. But just quickly on Eastbourne, so kind of like a weird, I say bittersweet. From a black spin global perspective, Monday was a tough day, and you kind of did allude to it. So
yeah.
We had Heather Watson losing the first round.
Mm-hmm.
We also had Jay Clark. Another fellow Brit, he also lost in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had Francis Tiafoe as well, who lost in the first round.
That one hurt me the most because that one was very tight.
And you were there literally those matches. Like,
I was all and actually, funny enough, they were all in the same court.
Crazy court one.
Yeah, they were all in the same court. Court one, I literally did not have to move at all. I was literally there the whole time. The only time I moved was went to like to eat or to pick up my jacket, and that's when I came back and I saw Jameer
for the
Tiafoe match.
Just quickly, like that, I take it that would have been the first time you'd have seen like Jay Clark, for instance, as in play.
That's
in
the first time I saw all of them.
But I'm saying as in person.
In person, obviously you watch
matches, like, but yeah.
Yeah.
So how did it feel for you and kind of, well, yeah, like being there, do you feel like any different about their game?
Oh,
there was something you said about Watson that I quite liked in terms of
Watson,
like...
Watson is very, very, very strong. And I feel like that's the thing. I feel like when you're watching, we know this in tennis, when you're watching it live and when like in person and when you're watching it on TV, it's a whole different thing. Like you're actually seeing them working their ass off. You're seeing them like the way they're hitting, the way they're moving. There's no camera. It's literally just a raw footage. But seeing like Jay Clark was definitely like different. Like it was, well, I did like the fact that I could see when he was trying to change up his game and everything. But yeah, man, in every all of the matches, honestly, from Heather Watson to Jay Clark to Tiafoe, it was definitely an eye opener because it was my first time seeing each of them, like literally in person playing. I've never seen any of them in person playing, and it was definitely like an eye opener. But yeah, definitely different.
And yeah, just qualifying as well, because obviously you were there on a Saturday.
On Saturday,
you saw Mikel Immer,
and
Poojub as well.
And it was so funny because his court, it's funny. Okay, so Heather Watson. So Heather Watson was court two, so that was far away. And then there was literally Poojub like here, and then there was Yamir here. So every time I was like going like this, and I was going like that, and I was people like that to see Heather's score. Like I was literally like, because we were all at the same time. Because I think there was a little rain delay when I was on my way there. So that's why it ended up being literally all at the same
time. Back to back to back,
yeah. But even by watching that, I feel like the Yamir one was probably the one, obviously, because yeah, the Yamir one was surprisingly the one that a lot of people were watching. Because Dub is, he's British, so you'll fit. Yeah. I mean, they were both busy, don't get me wrong, they were both busy. Yeah. But I don't know if it's a thing where Yamir's getting more clout, it sounds bad, but getting more like recognition that people are actually watching his matches and stuff. Because I even heard more people cheering for him than who was he playing against again?
It was a British guy as well.
It was a British guy.
Alistair Gray.
On
the Saturday.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Gray. Yeah. But yeah, so that was, Yamir's one was good. It was, I think it went three sets. Yeah. It was very tight. Jerb as well, he bagged the second set very easily. But a third one, I feel like he was a bit like, he didn't really know what to really do. I think he was trying a lot of different. And I also think, because he was playing against an American player,
Steve Johnson, yeah.
Yeah,
who
Johnson.
Who beat at Queens the week before in qualifying.
Oh, see, yeah, exactly, yeah. So, yeah, I think Johnson was doing things that Joe was just like, I don't know what to actually hit back with.
Yeah.
But it was still a good match. Like, he was really trying and stuff. He was very focused. You could see that he really wanted to win. But it was nice, like, watching. Like, he's definitely someone, like, to keep an eye on.
Definitely, 100%. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Joe. So yeah, I think I agree. Like, I think he's only going to keep getting better, and the ranking is only going to keep going up and up and up. So,
oh, and by the way, guys, Eugene did write an article about him, so do read it
eventually. Anyway, have a read, I did. But yeah, no. Also, we should mention Coco was meant to play Eastbourne, but she pulled out. Which again, I think we all kind of agreed it was probably the best move, considering she got to the semi-finals in Berlin, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
And yeah, like, obviously it was disappointing not to see her, but
you've
got to think bigger picture. Wimbledon is like the Grand Slam that she could potentially fucking win, so to swear. But yeah, she has a genuine chance of competing at Wimbledon. French Open finalists, like... So it made sense for her to pull out of Eastbourne. We should mention also as well, away from Eastbourne, Sloane Stephens, she was in Berlin, but she did lose in the first round to Harriet Dart, I think it was. Was it Katie Swan? I can't, my bad.
I can't remember.
But yeah, that was, I think it was a three set defeat for Stephens. So she tends to do well on grass, so I wouldn't be surprised if she makes a good Wimbledon this year. Hopefully that's the case. Madison Keys, we should also talk about. So we did see her. She got to the quarterfinals. Was it quarterfinals? Or third round? It was third round.
No, second round.
No, because she got a bye. So she got a bye into the second
round. Oh, okay. Yeah. So true.
She beat Lauren Davis. That was that was the day Serena. Serena's day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then on the Wednesday,
she played Ostapenko.
And you were there for that. Ostapenko, defending champion.
Mm-hmm. Who's actually right now again in final with Petra.
Yeah.
If I was actually bothered, I'm not gonna lie, I would have pulled up and actually gone and watched it. Honestly speaking, it would have. I think it's gonna be a good final, but it's just like, you know, getting trained, going. It's a bit of a trek.
It's a bit of a trek.
Yeah, it's a bit of a trek. But if it was easy, I actually would have went. It's like, I had free ticket.
What did you make of Ostapenko as well? Because obviously, Keys had to put out with I think it was an abdominal injury.
Yeah, it was an ab injury. Yeah.
Speedy recovery to Keys.
The thing is with Ostapenko, yeah, her forehand is insane, bro. And she's really like, I feel like out all of the players, because I walked around the ground a lot, she was the one that I saw the most practicing. I think I have more videos of her than anyone else practicing, literally. She was practicing a lot, like before her match with Keys, even when Keys pulled out, she was again, like I was walking around and I again saw her practicing with the same outfit. Like,
because they only played the one set. Keys pulled out.
Yeah, they only played one set. Yeah. She practiced again in the morning. Every morning I saw her practice. Like, she was literally like, she's not playing games. So that's why I was really looking forward to that match. Like, I knew it was going to be like pretty intense. The thing is, I know it was going to go into three sets, or it would have been like a very tight two sets, because as much as Keys did pull out, she was playing much better than the day before against Davis. I feel like her serves were much stronger. Like, she was actually like, she was doing well. Like, she was moving better and stuff. There was a few errors, but it was definitely more errors the day before.
Okay.
Ostapenko is like, I've definitely like seen her, like that has given, I've always rated her, to be honest. I feel like she's a funny girl. I feel like she's real. I feel like, you know, it is what it is.
Maybe too real.
Too real. But that's, and remember I told you, I love that shit. I love people in tennis keeping it like 100. Keeping it real. 100. Yeah. Exactly. Because that's the issue. I feel like we don't really have that. But yeah, so shout out to Ostapenko, honestly, and shout out to Keys. I hope she, like, you know, she gets better, and yeah, she can kill it in Wimbledon.
Yeah, I think again, probably a smart move on her part as well to withdraw from that match, just because obviously Wimbledon is literally like, well, a week away. So
listen, I'm telling you right now, yeah, everyone is just pulling out to get ready for Wimbledon. Everyone is just I know we're not talking about Wimbledon right now, but I feel like the one person that 100% was capping about, well, okay, no, let me take that back. The one person where I feel like, I'm not saying it all, but I feel like they're capping was Halep. I feel like, because the thing is, her draw is interesting, right? I bet that girl saw that draw, was like, nah, sorry, Patrick, we need to bounce and get ready for this Wimbledon. We need to get out. She saw that draw. She was like, yeah. My neck is hurting me. I can't play. Sorry, you guys go. Honestly speaking. So, and I feel like that's why with when Serena and Jabeur pulled out, a lot of us were like, yeah, we saw this coming. Yeah, we saw this coming, to be honest. Yeah, like we saw this guy. Like, which makes sense. Like, a lot of them is like, it's a thing where, you know, we're getting ready for, I mean, Australian Open, was it this year or last year? I can't remember. It was like an exhibition and like four or five players that pulled out. Osaka, Serena, da, da, da. And like people were being upset, like, oh, they're just pulling out just to get ready for the Australian Open. I'm like, it's a Grand Slam. Yeah, so what do you want them to do? Yeah. But yeah, man, people were like, all right, okay, thank you very much for your tournament, but I actually got to win the big thing.
Even though there's no ranking points, but the money's still the same. So we move. we move. I think that kind of wraps up, like, well, yeah, the kind of pre-Wimbledon grass court tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we didn't have any men in Mallorca, and there weren't any women in bad. Well, yeah, we had Serena Sloan in Bad Homburg.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did we have there? That was it, actually. There was no one else. It.
No.
So, yeah, it's literally all systems go for Wimbledon. which is going to be quite exciting. Disappointing to see there weren't any black qualifiers. So we had, I think we had Sasha Vickery, she was in the qualifying draw, Alicia Parks as well, Robin Anderson, Christopher Eubanks as well, Elias Zimmer.
Asia Mohammed as well.
Asia Mohammed, yep. Raina Stoiber as well, young British girl. But yeah, they all lost in qualifying, unfortunately. I think Robin Anderson, I think she did get to the third qualifying round, which is the final round, but she did lose. So again, good effort on all fronts there. And good luck to them as well, coming in or going into the US like hard court season. But yeah, Wimbledon is here, man. Like, what a time. And like the draw obviously came out on Friday. Some interesting matchups. Like, what, which ones kind of stand out for you in terms of the Wimbledon draw?
In terms of black spin,
should we go through them? Let's go through men first. So the seeds. So we've got Felix Auger-Aliassime. He's the sixth seed. He plays the American Maxime Cressy, who's also in the Eastbourne final. So he's in form. He's literally playing. I think he plays Taylor Fritz in the Eastbourne final. Francis Tiafoe shouts out, 23rd seed, very good look. So he plays an Italian qualifier, Andrea Vavasori, who I think is a good doubles player. He played doubles with Dustin Brown and they won a title this year. Yeah, but that's a nice draw for Tiafoe.
He actually has a good draw. When I looked at the whole thing, I was like, okay, I think, yeah, he has a good one, to be honest.
Mikkel Immer shouts out. So he plays German Daniel Altmaier. Again, decent draw. And then, yeah, the two British wildcards. So Jay Clark, he plays American qualifier Christian Harrison. And yeah, Paul Jobb, our guy, Nick Kyrgios. that could be a really, like, that's going to be a very explosive match.
It is. Yeah, it is.
So yeah, like I think
I feel like it's gonna be a tough one. You know, Nick loves grass.
Yeah, so but listen, I think Job can cause problems. Like, and obviously, yeah, Nick is a very,
because Nick hasn't really been playing anyways.
But like you said, he's an accomplished grass court player. So that's gonna be a tough match. But I think, yeah, this could be a moment for Job. Like, if he pulls this off, wow. So yeah, good luck to all those guys. But I think, yeah, we can't really complain about that draw for the men. Like, and I think Tiafoe, like you said, he's in a nice section. Like, I say easily, like, yeah, third, fourth round, I can see that. So
100%, yeah.
Let's push for that. And obviously Felix being the sixth seed, like, just again, just to see these guys seeded. Felix is the sixth seed.
He might actually play Nadal again. And courses. I remember I tweeted I saw Felix versus Nadal. Might get quarterfinals.
Yeah.
And I quote tweeted, if I say something, you guys are going to call me mad. And then 10 minutes after, I tweeted, I could see Felix actually beating him. And the craziest thing is, even some Nadal fans actually agreed with my tweet. One of them was like, I'm a Nadal fan and I can actually see it. Like, yeah, you're right. Especially that Nadal actually apparently has a tough draw. Apparently his draw is like quite tough. I didn't really see it, but from people's reaction and tweet, they were like, what the fuck is this?
He's the second seed, isn't it, Nadal?
Yeah, second seed. His second seed. But yeah, so if we get another Felix and Nadal, it's not gonna be an easy one for Nadal. Like, you know, you're gonna get flogged again, Uncle.
Mad. We will talk about the draw a bit more, like, in detail, but yeah, women. So Serena Williams, wild card, incredible, 7-time champion. So she takes on French girl Harmony Tan, who I want to say it's her debut as well. So this will be her first Wimbledon. Very good draw for Serena.
Very good draw.
So we give thanks.
The only person that I'm a bit scared of is Tormo.
Because that's potentially in the second round.
Potentially second round.
But Lucy, you know, I hate projecting because...
I know, yeah.
Tormo could lose the first round. But true,
yeah. But the thing is that The only reason I'm saying that is because, number one, she's actually, I think people underestimate how dangerous she is. I remember Eastbourne, I was even telling you, like, yo, like, she's tough. Like, she has a strong serve. And even during Eastbourne, she was just going for Serena. I'm like, girl, Jabir's here too.
She's also carrying an injury, though, because she had a lot of strapping. Did you realize she had a lot of strapping
she
on
did,
the arm?
She did have like, a lot. She did have a lot.
I think that was restricting her serve in particular, actually. But
well,
she's a dangerous player, obviously. She's beaten
Asaka. She's a dangerous player. So I feel that's going to be a good match, though. But yeah, but besides that, when I saw it, I was like, okay, Serena, this is looking good.
It's not bad.
And you're looking good, so, you know.
Goff, seeded 11th. So she takes on Alina Gabriela Rus of Romania. Again, decent draw for Goff, 11th seed.
She might play against Serena.
Was that in the third or fourth round, I think? Potentially.
Fourth, I think.
I hate looking that far ahead, but yeah. Madison Keys, 19th seed. So she takes on Japanese Masaki Doi. Good draw for Keys again. It gets mad here. So I think this is probably the most like popcorn / firework match. Sloane Stephens versus Qin Wenzhen, the Chinese 19-year-old. Who, I mean, I'm going to say she's not established on grass. She's only 19, but she's a very good player.
Remember, I was gassing her up on this very pod. Like, do you know what I mean?
Shouts out to Alicia Parks because she beat her in was it where did Parks play her? I want to say it was in Germany, but yeah, Parks beat her this year on grass. It was Parks' first top 50 win, which I did speak about in the previous pod. Jasmine Paolini, you haven't seen Jasmine all grass court season,
no. And then
that's a tough draw she's got as well, 25th seed, and I want to say two-time champ Petra Kvitova. So that's tough. But again, Jasmine's had some good results this year, beating Sabalenka in, was it Indian Wells? So like she's got, there's potential there, but I don't know how comfortable and like, yeah, her kind of grass court game, I'm not sure where it's at.
Same that, but I'm also hoping Petra gets tired from today. She's playing right now. So Ostapenko, please drag this woman, make her run around the court, tire her ass out, okay? Please.
And then you've got Heather Watson. She's playing Tamara Korpach, the German. Again, that's a good draw for Watson. So yeah, man, I quite like all the Stevens is the only one for me in terms of that Qin Wenzhen match. I think that is potentially going to be a tricky one.
Yeah,
but I'm expecting Stevens to come through, but that could be a free setter. It could be straight sets for Stevens. But yeah, just because we know Jen is quite talented, like that could be quite difficult. But
yeah, 100%.
I think obviously to Paolini, Kvitova, no expectations on Paolini. Like Kvitova's
100%, yeah.
Former champion, she's the seed. But at the same time, like Paolini could cause her problems. So I guess we're just wait and see. But I mean, yeah, now we've kind of gone through the players from Blackspin perspective. Like, what did any matches stand out for you in general? Like, just in terms of the draw overall?
Halep and Bukova.
Oh, that's first round.
First round.
Mad. Okay, yeah.
I think that's the one that I'm really looking forward to actually watch. I'm like, all right, yeah, it's going to be. Hence why I'm telling you, that woman's neck is fine. She just saw that draw and she was like, all right, you know what? We got to go.
Mad. What about on the men's side? Because for me, Jannik Sinner, Stanislas Wawrinka, that's mad for a first round.
Yes. That
Sinner gets some crazy draws, you know. Like,
he does.
It's like,
poor guy.
I was gonna say something, I'm not gonna say it, but yeah. I was gonna say it's like he's black, but I'm joking. But yeah, I think
now he knows how we feel.
That's gonna be tough. And the winner of that could potentially play Mikael Immer. So yeah, that's one to look forward to.
That's true.
I'm just looking through the men's draw at the moment. Yeah. No massive standout first round.
The first rounds are looking kind of cool for now.
A bit dry, yeah.
Yeah.
Bublik, who you saw play against TFO. So he's got Fucsovics. That's going to be interesting because, yeah, two kind of like fiery tempers. Hard.
Exactly, yeah.
And yeah, hard hitters too.
Mm-hmm.
Who else in this men's draw? Oh, Hercatch, Davidic, Fekina. Wow. That's interesting.
Mm.
That is very interesting.
And Hercatch, I think he won.
He beat Federer last year, innit?
Yeah.
He beat Federer. I think he got to the quarterfinals or semis.
Yeah, he did. He's the one so who knocked him out.
And also he won Haller. So he's in good form.
He's a good,
So I mean, yeah, not some interesting draws.
I feel like once when it gets down, that's when the shit gets real and it's like, oh, okay, this match and that match. But yeah.
I've not looked at the doubles draw, but there was news about Coco Gauff. So she's playing mixed doubles with fellow American Jack Sock.
I do want to say though, I saw someone's tweet and it was just like, that's fine, but can we know his location on like January 6th?
Oh, yeah.
They're raiding the capital.
Oh, wow. Mad.
For real. So where were you, Mr.
Mad,
Sock?
Mad.
Where were you? But that was very interesting. I didn't think that she would want to play mixed doubles, especially.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm here for it, man. I'm here for her playing her matches and doing her
thing. Listen, one thing about Coco, she can play her doubles, as we already know. True. So mm-hmm. whether it's mm-hmm. mixed or yeah, ladies doubles, mm-hmm. she's gonna be playing doubles. So it's always good to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking through the ladies singles draw, and yeah, like nothing stands out for me, man. Like, mm-hmm. In terms of like first round matchups, so mm-hmm. it's all pretty like. Chill,
yeah,
but yeah, I say once we get to like the second round or third round, that's when things start to get interesting. So yeah, man, Wimbledon's here. We're going to be there on Monday again, courtesy of Lucy securing some tickets, which I'm looking forward to because Monday is always like just hella busy.
And I've never been on a Monday
opening day. Yeah,
opening day. Actually, we went Manic Monday last year.
Yeah.
Never been like on actual opening days. I'm really looking forward to that.
So nah, same.
I want to say fun, strawberries and cream. You know what I mean?
I just hope the weather's decent. So please, rain, but, hold out.
So yes, please listen. I'll be checking that weather.
I beg.
Please. But who do you have?
Wow, that's my question to you usually.
I know, but I'm putting you on the spot.
Mad. Okay, I should have really owned my French Open pick, especially on the women's side, because I say, Lucy?
You said Coco.
Thank you. And I'm really tempted to go Coco again, but also I'm gassed of Serena being back.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like, I want to just think like the unthinkable. And it, really and truly, it wouldn't be, obviously, yeah, she hasn't played competitive singles tennis for a year. Like, so this would be literally the first time she's back since last year. Again, I'm not expecting her to win, but then at the same time, I would not be surprised if she goes all the way to the final and does something silly and wins. Like, mm-hmm. so, but I'm going to say Coco. That's my like kind of head pick.
Uh-huh.
Heart says Serena though.
Okay.
Do you see it? Yeah. And then on the men's side, wow. Because Novak's back. Again, hasn't played any warm-up tournament. Or Nadal as well. I'm not going to say Nadal.
Okay.
Even though it'd be cool, though, because, yeah, he's on for the Calendar Slam.
No, it would not be cool, Eugene. It will not be cool.
I like that attitude. Okay. wow.
I need him to stay in 22, please.
Yeah, see, this is it. Wow, who am I going to say for the men? This is tough. Felix is sixth seed. So this is probably the highest seeding he's had at a Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
His grass court form hasn't been great this season, although he did get to the semi-finals in Halle. I'm going to say Novak. again, that's head. So, but my heart says Felix.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who about you? Where are you going, men and women?
Women, I'm going for Serena.
Wow, okay. I'm going and for is that head and heart?
Head and heart.
Everything, go on.
Do you know what? It's because the difference, I feel like her energy is just different this time.
Interesting, yeah.
I feel like she looks more relaxed. She looks like more like she's enjoying. She doesn't look like she's being pressured type of thing.
Yeah. Sorry to cut you, but impress. I think that is one thing I did take away as well. The fact that she was like, you know what? I don't know what the hell is like, I don't know what lies ahead in the future. I'm just literally taking each day as it comes. Mm-hmm. So there's a much more like relaxed, like you said.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She really does, even when, you know, even the videos when she was training in this center court, yesterday, some of the videos, the way she was moving and everything, and I was like, listen, if she's moving like this and she's been working hard, like she actually, you know, like we've been seeing, because that's what has been happening, like she's actually been training. A lot of people think she's been chilling, but she's actually been fucking like training and working.
Jameer said it to us.
She was working her ass off, and we could see it. She has that in her mental, and like mentally she's good with this draw.
Oh, she gonna be a problem.
I'm saying Serena. Wow. But I'm also saying Coco. Yeah, initially, before Serena even think, I had Coco in my mind. For men's, Novak.
Yeah.
I saw the draw. I was like, give this guy his slam.
Just let him take it.
But I feel like he's had a rough year. That whole Australia thing, I think, has rattled him a lot in his game.
Yeah.
The only reason why I still think he might win is because he's very comfortable on grass. He loves Wimbledon. The draw looking good. But I also think now when it comes to, I feel like little by little, these kids are, you know, building up to like, they're knowing what to do with Novak now. It's starting to get there. Even Nadal as well. So Nadal, I'd be very, very surprised. The only reason why I think he might make it far is because I think now he's motivated. I think he said it, that he's motivated to actually go for the calendar slam.
Yeah.
So I think that's why, you know. Oh, shout out to him. Congratulations to him and his wife. She's expecting.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so wishing her a safe pregnancy and delivery and whenever it's coming. But yeah, so I think that will be his motivation, but I'll be very surprised if he actually makes it even to the semi-finals, to be very honest with you.
Yeah, no, I think that's all valid.
Yeah.
And yeah, you're kind of like, your take on Serena, that kind of makes me want to change my mind now. Like, I'm kind of sold. Like, I think she's looking good. And I also want to talk about her serve, man. Like, just seeing that in literally 4K in real life. Man, never gets old.
Serena and the serve. She invented serves.
And you asked her about like what she's most pleased about as well in terms of her since her comeback.
Yeah.
And
she mentioned the serves,
and return.
And Jabeur, she said the same thing with her as well. Like she was like, yeah, I feel like, because even that second match, Jabeur served a lot better. She was playing a lot better. That's why I even made a tweet and I was like, no, Jabeur saw this tweet of you guys flogging her. The way she's playing much better. Yeah, the way she plays so much better compared to like, the first match was absolutely crazy. I was like, yeah, she saw them tweets. But, shout out to them. Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. It's so funny. Look how the shambles that we went through when he came to Wimbledon, and now look, everyone's like even forgetting about.
I know, yeah, yeah.
The whole situation.
It's a special tournament, though, man. Like, and I think there's also now a debate about women being made to wear white, like during their period. I don't know if you've seen that, like during, like, women being on their menstrual cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So the Telegraph Women's Sport Edition, there was a feature about players having to wear white, like, yeah, during their period.
Women
players anyway, mm-hmm. saying, is it time Wimbledon changed the rule, like, for women?
Mm-hmm.
Which is an interesting debate. And, like, I think definitely, like, it should be considered, because yeah, like whites are very, you know, it's not really an appropriate color.
Yeah, I feel like we definitely, I can't remember who, I think, funny enough, is that 19-year-old Zhang.
King Wen, yeah, exactly, yeah.
I think she, one of the matches that she lost, she said that, literally, she was like, to be honest, like, it was that time of the month, and my parents were crazy, I was off it, and I was like, and it's so many times, as a woman, there's so many times I watch seven matches, and I'm like, how do they do this?
When Heather Watson, she's also spoken quite like, honestly about that as well, and like her dealing with period pain.
Yeah, the period
pain.
Like it is like, literally, it can be very, very painful. There's times where I can't move, I can't do anything. Like, it's absolutely, there's women, that's the thing, with every woman is very different. So, listen, if that's going to make their lives easier, I would love to see it. But Wimbledon's very traditional, so I don't know. But then again, if they can decide who's not playing based on their nationality, I guess we can decide if we want to wear pink shorts or not. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, yeah, but we'll see anyways. Nah, but speaking of rules, obviously, we need to, we spoke about it briefly. Well, we asked our followers on Instagram their opinion about the whole
off-court
trial session or trial that's going to go on, from, I think, at the US Open.
I want to say from July. So US Open be the first Grand Slam. We've kind of shared our views, but yeah, what
do you know? I just said I'm biased. I was just really quiet, and I just wanted to get more of people's like opinion to see.
Okay.
And honestly, to me, there was one follower, like I shared it with them. It was just like, they were like, listen, to me, it doesn't really make a difference. I don't feel like it does. Like, I don't think it's something crazy. Like, to me, it's like, if it happens, great. If it doesn't happen, great. Like, it is what it is. And we actually had a coach actually replying to us. And one of those that coach even said that the thing is that when we are talking to them, it's more of like a motivational type of thing. It's not actually really
like tactics.
And when the coach said that, when I thought about the WTA matches that I've seen, it's like, it's true. There's so many times where I've seen coaches from the WTA side where it was like them just being, you know, hella motivational. It was nothing like crazy. But the way I see it is, we always like to involve coaches into certain stuff. So like, we always, at times when a player's losing, it's like, yeah, the coach is probably doing this, or they coach this, a coach that. So why is it in this aspect we're saying we can't include them? And the thing is that there was someone who said, I love that answer so much. Someone said, like, yeah, everyone says that tennis is one, like, versus one
individual.
It's like, it's an individual sport, but if you think about it, like, it's not really being practiced as like that, because for you to get there, you're not doing it alone. You have your whole fucking team.
Yeah, I hear that. But then ultimately, it's the one player on the court that's playing the match. Do you get me? I get what you mean in terms of the team helping them to get to that point. But when you really break it down, it's literally one person versus another person. So it's you get that one-on-one element. And for me, that is what kind of takes away from it in terms of, and also I'm not a player, like, so my thing is, if the players are cool with it, so am I. Like, we can't say anything.
I think that's what it is.
But as a fan, I think it could add like a bit of excitement in terms of like, oh, like, it's entertainment to hear like the interaction between the coach and player. So like, there's that kind of side to it. But then for me, as like a purist or tennis purist, it was like some old man, like, that is kind of what makes tennis special to me, the fact that it's literally one person versus another, like, and it's just that duel between two individuals, basically. Do you get me? So I see arguments like for and against, so that's why I said, like, I'm on the fence.
I'm just like, whatever, as long as the players get what they want
anyway. So I say we wrap up there then.
But before we wrap up, speaking of coach is and the whole thing, we actually have an exclusive from actual, like, you know, a coach telling us, you know, shout out to Josh Everden. Yeah. Am I pronouncing it right? Josh Everden.
Zach's younger brother.
Zach's younger brother, who was Tiafa's coach and also Hayley Baptiste's coach as well. So Josh is actually coaching Sasha Vickery and also doing her strength and conditioning, as well as Fanny Stoller. So shout out to Josh doing his thing. I love seeing, you know, we're not only here for the Black players, we're also here for Black journalists, Black coaches, Black umpires, Black photographers, Black everything, just Blackity, Black. So shout out to Josh getting that bag and helping out another Black player to get to where they want to be.
It's just, it's good to see, man. Like, yeah.
100%. And apparently he might be working with another player, but it's not confirmed yet, but we'll see. And if that happens, it will be great, you know, seeing him doing his thing. And yeah.
Fantastic. And that's definitely like another like interview potentially there in terms of like, mm-hmm. to speak to Josh at some point. So yeah, well said, Lucy. And yeah, I think that's a nice way to end. So Wimbledon is here, man. Like, we look forward. SW19.
SW19, we're going to be there. We're going to be out there, you know. Strawberries and cream. With the Prosecco. With the drinks. With the Pimms. The Pimms well.
Damn.
You know, I already have my fit ready. I'm wearing a nice white top. Wearing a nice trouser. Wearing my white Telfer bag. I'm coming in all dripped in. You know what I mean?
No, I'm looking forward to it, man. So yeah, guys, just enjoy the tennis, and we thank you for listening as always.
And we survive because right now, the tequila that's still in my system.
No, fair play. Well done, Lucy, for surviving. And shouts out to Lucy too, because she also put the rundown together for this show. So just incredible work.
I've been on
incredible
fire
work
this
rate.
Week.
Incredible
oh my
work
gosh,
rate.
Look
we're,
at that.
We're asking Serena questions in press conferences, we're making reels. We're doing it all. Like,
we're doing it
damn.
All, baby.
So I say
Black's
you,
been
you.
Fucking glory. We, nigga, we, all of us. And you guys as well. Thank you guys for like, you know, thank you guys for your comments when we shared that, you know, we had that thing. What I love the most is people that will say like, oh, Lucy, good question.
Yeah.
And I loved how everyone was like really happy for us and like congratulating
just
us
supportive.
And stuff. The supporting was like, it was amazing. I had a lot of people following me, and guys, I clarified it in a tweet, and I'm going to clarify it again. My account is not a professional account, darling. Okay. I'm going to try my best. I'm trying my best to be professional, but it's not. It's about tennis, music, cheeks, jokes, more cheeks, and everything else. Okay. Like, it's chaos and tequila and, you know, and yeah, so I apologize if sometime you might scroll and want to see something professional and you see like the wildest tweet of all times.
Listen, you just keep being you, Lucy. Okay.
I'm trying. When Jermaine followed me, I was like, this is it. I was like to Eugene, that's it. I cannot tweet any wild shit. I'm out here tweeting the craziest stuff. I can't do that anymore. So yeah, but thank you guys. We really appreciate, you know, you guys interacting with us, following
time.
Us, listening.
Every
so.
Time.
Yeah.
So yeah, we look forward to our next one, which would be our kind of like review of Wimbledon. Mm-hmm. And yeah, hopefully we'll have a guest or two joining us for that mm-hmm. for that show. So mm-hmm. until then, guys, take care and enjoy Wimbledon. And yeah, we will see you soon.
See ya.